We're asking a range of military leaders, prominent Iraqis, policy analysts, and journalists, when and how should the U.S. get out of Iraq? Our next guest is William Kristol, a neoconservative who advocated regime change in Iraq even before September 11th. Kristol is the editor and co-founder of the Washington-based political magazine, The Weekly Standard. This month, he became a columnist for The New York Times. William Kristol, welcome back to Fresh Air. Let's just start with a very brief summation of where you stood on the invasion of Iraq.
I supported the liberation of Iraq.
And you were one of the people leading the charge, is that fair to say?
Lots of people were leading the charge, but I was certainly part of it.
So now, do you think it's time to pull out? And if not now, when?
It's certainly not time to pull out. We changed strategy a year ago, and that strategy has worked. The country is much more secure. Deaths of all kinds are way down. We're seeing political reconciliation. We need to stay the course. We're unwinding the surge itself. Obviously, we're withdrawing about a brigade a month here for the first half of 2008. But the U.S. troops were necessary and essential to providing security for the Iraqis, to providing confidence to the Iraqis to turn against al-Qaeda, and also against the Shia extremists, which they've done. The point isn't to pull out. The point is to have Iraq be a success. We're going to end up leaving some troops there, I think, to help them for quite a while. And it's a practical judgment about whether that's, 40,000 or 60 or 80. I obviously can't say right now. But I would not make the objective pulling out. I'd make the objective success. And then I would obviously draw down troops and draw back troops from fighting, if that's possible, consistent with making sure that there's enough security for the political process to move forward.
Part of General Petraeus's approach to cutting down sectarian fighting in Iraq was to actually pay some sheikhs and militia leaders, Sunni sheikhs and militia leaders. And that's been an effective strategy for the moment, but some people wonder, after we leave, might some of the people who we've been paying to stop fighting start fighting again, and might sectarian fighting start again? Are you concerned about that?
Well, obviously, no one can say that it's not possible that the sectarian violence could increase again. There will be, I'm sure, spurts of increase, but as long as the long-term trend is decrease, I think that's what we want. Look, we're not going to leave. I mean, people keep saying after we leave, but it's probably not going to be a nation that we can just walk away from any more than Bosnia and Kosovo have been situations where the Europeans and us have been able to walk away from it, 10 years now after that intervention. Some level of U.S. support, both political and probably military, is going to be needed to reassure the Iraqis that the worst sectarian actors, the worst terrorists aren't going to be allowed to prevail.
The main reason for the surge was to create a peaceful and stable environment that would enable political progress to move forward and enable Iraq to really start creating a political infrastructure. Do you feel like the surge has been succeeding on that level?
Sure. I mean, it's on the ground, there's kind of an amazing amount of reconciliation, or at least accommodation. I'm not going to pretend that people there love each other any more than people in lots of parts of the world love each other. The key is for them to decide they're not going to resolve their disagreements by killing each other or slaughtering each other. And that seems to be happening. They're not killing or slaughtering each other. They're trying to work things out politically. It'll be a highly decentralized nation, which is probably a good thing. But now I think the benchmark legislation that people have been so focused on probably has been a mistaken focus in the sense that that matters less than what's happening at the ground level. But now the Iraqi parliament has passed the debathification law. It looks like they're going to pass some form of revenue sharing. So clearly the political process is moving ahead. And look, it could get tougher again. These things don't go in one direction in one straight line. But the degree of progress in the last 3, 4, 5 months, both military and political, has been pretty astounding, I think.
Some people say that part of the reason why violence has quieted down in Iraq is that some cities have virtually been ethnically cleansed. For instance, Shia have driven out Sunnis in many areas, and many Sunnis have fled the country. But the question has been raised, when Sunnis are ready to return to Iraq and they find that their homes and their neighborhoods are now occupied by Shia, then what? And I wonder if you've given any thought to that question.
A little bit. I'm no expert on exactly how to manage that, and it's going to have to be done, obviously, in a somewhat case-by-case and area-by-area basis. There's been some ethnic cleansing, unfortunately, because we didn't surge earlier, because we let the situation get out of control. But the good news is that this is the problem we're facing, that Sunnis want to come back and figure out how to, you know, reincorporate themselves into Iraq, and it's going to require some negotiations and some accommodations. But I think the problem of dealing with people wanting to come back to a peaceful Iraq is a problem that I'm happy to have our government work on, as opposed to the problem of dealing with escalating sectarian violence.
Do you think that the United States will be leaving Iraq a better place than it found it?
Yes. Sure, they'll be able to govern themselves freely and free of a horrible dictator who killed hundreds of thousands of people. It'll be a peaceful ally of the U.S. In the Middle East, I think, a force for good in the region. It's become very fashionable to mock those of us who hope that Iraq could become something of a model. Obviously, it's been very difficult, but the truth is, if it looks like we're going to end up in Iraq with a democratically elected government, with Shia and Sunni and Kurds working together in a reasonably constructive way. That's a pretty big accomplishment, not so much for us, but for the Iraqis, I think, and for the Middle East, And I think people are still much too quick to minimize the medium and long-term implications of that in the Middle East. The other countries will look around and see that it can work, and I think that's a very healthy thing.
Well, Bill Kristol, thanks very much for talking with us.
My pleasure, Terry.
William Kristol is the co-founder and editor of The Weekly Standard. This month, he became a columnist for The New York Times.